The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Variety Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericavariety.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Sex Out Loud is brought to you by the Smitten Kitten, non-toxic quality sex toys and supplies. Visit smittenkittenonline.com.
Smart. Sexy. Kinky. Fun.
Welcome to Sex Out Loud with your host, sex educator, author, and filmmaker, Tristan Taramino. It's sex-positive radio like you've never heard before. Tristan talks about sexuality from every angle with leading authors, experts, artists, and icons. From sex education and sexual politics to BDSM and non-monogamy, nothing is off limits. So get ready to open your mind and expand your horizons.
Live from Catalyst Con, it's Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. Yay!
Thank you, Cooper Beckett. That was Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, and you will recognize him as the Sex Out Loud announcer. The difference is he just announced it live from our studio audience here at Catalyst Con. Catalyst Con is an amazing conference that brings together all sorts of different people from all segments of the sex-positive world. The next event is Catalyst Con West in Los Angeles, September 27th to the 29th, 2013. And you can go to catalystcon.com and read all about it. My guests today are Kathy Vartuli and Reed Mahalko. And first up is Kathy. Kathy Vartuli is a sex-positive emotional freedom and relationship coach who helps people transform their traumas into their greatest strengths, using love, laughter, and inner guidance. She uses a practical yet intuitive approach and believes you already have most of what you need. You just need the skill and knowledge to access it and set it free. Kathy is a PhD scientist and engineer with 18 patents and author of over 50 scientific publications and 70 conference presentations. She is a certified AAMET Advanced Emotional Freedom Techniques practitioner and offers a wide range of programs and services, from audio products and programs to group and individual coaching. She's been coaching for 6 years and has worked with over 1,000 clients. She has co-led programs and products with Reed Mahalko and created a PSA on body image with Buck Angel. Kathy has been featured on EFT Hub World Video Summit, the EFT Universe, Living Energy Secrets, and Create Your Dream Life Summit. Welcome to Sex Out Loud, Kathy.
Thank you, Tristan. It's a delight to be here.
So, Kathy, I want to know how you came to this work that you do.
I actually had been a coach for a number of years, helping people through intense traumas using EFT, and I had not been dating. And I kept complaining to my business partner that I wasn't dating, it wasn't happening. And my life was so good in so many ways, but I wasn't getting out there. So 2 years ago, I hadn't dated for 14 years. I believed that fat people couldn't date, even though I didn't tell my clients that, but I believed it very deeply. And my business partner kept kicking my butt. And I ended up calling Reed Mahalko for a coaching session. And if anyone's ever worked with him, he kicks your butt. 2 weeks later, I was out there dating. And I've had as many dates as I can fit in my schedule. In fact, I got so sick of coffee because I was meeting people for 5 coffees in a weekend. And I really believe that people are letting the stories in their head hold them back from living their lives. And I'm really shy. So talking about sex and relationships for me is really hard. But I don't want people to wake up at the end of their lives and realize that it's already passed. I was waiting for my life to happen. And it's not going to happen if we have all the stories in our head. We need to get out of our own way and just let ourselves out. And we can learn really important skills, too, that make that a lot easier, because it's terrifying for shy people to get out there.
Now, the stories in your head, the stories in other people's heads, come from a real place.
Yes, absolutely.
Which is that we live in a society that is definitely fat phobic, where it's okay to still make fat jokes.
Yes.
But you can't be racist, and don't make gay jokes, because you'll get called out for that. But you can still make fun of fat people.
Absolutely.
In mainstream media and get away with it. And so how do we take all of that noise coming in through mainstream media, through our peers, through the culture, and then develop a sense of our own self-worth, especially when it comes to our bodies?
Part of it is just becoming aware of the messages that are coming in, and we're so inundated. There's an estimated 300,000 messages a year each person gets exposed to saying fat is bad. And we're doing a panel in just a few minutes, and we were doing the research for it, and we were like, wow, we feel like we're wading through a sewer, that, you know, half the 10-year-old girls had already started dieting, and it's just everywhere. So once we're aware of that, we can start seeing it as not true. We don't have to accept it, but it's so ubiquitous that
it's pervasive.
Yes,
in everything.
So until we're aware of it, awareness is really huge. But we're not going to change anything out in the world today. We can start raising awareness. We can start writing emails or letters to people. We can start saying to our friends, it's not funny. Don't do that. But in the meantime, we don't have to keep feeding our own self. We have so much internalized shame. I used to wake up in the morning and I'd look in the mirror and say, you're a fat, ugly slob. In my head, it was always there. Every time I made a mistake or someone was rude to me, it was because I was fat. And that's not true. Humans are rude sometimes. Sometimes bad things happen, and it's not about the weight. But our society has picked weight as a scapegoat, just like it's picked other demographics in the past to be the bad people, the people that are the cause of the problem. And when we start challenging that internally, we start changing the world. And it just, I'm over 300 pounds. That didn't change in the last 2 years. The world hasn't changed a lot, but I've changed inside. So you get to change. You have a lot of power about what you tell yourself. When I wake up in the morning, I say, good morning, body. And I tell it that I love it. And I look at the things I appreciate about it. It's a totally different interaction and relationship with myself.
It's a different mindset.
Yes.
How do we get there?
It's hard. It really is. Anytime we try to change something that's so ingrained, it's deeply ingrained in our society. It's really okay to be mean and rude to fat people, and rarely will anyone say anything. I started with small steps. I put notes on my mirror to remind myself not to be mean to myself. I started inviting my friends to help me be different. I started hanging out with some different friends, and I started practicing. I started approaching people. I had so much belief that no one would want to be around me because I was fat that I wouldn't approach people. And most people are shy and awkward.
So, oh my God, is that not the truth?
So I thought
you're all always thinking that everyone else has these amazing social skills and it's us who feel shy and awkward, but
yes.
We're all super geeky nerds. I mean, I was struck yesterday on the panel that I was on about feminist porn that Dylan Ryan said, you know, in my mind, I am a straggly, awkward 11-year-old girl being made fun of at school.
Yes.
And of course, I see Dylan Ryan as like this beautiful, powerful, gorgeous, sexy Amazon porn star.
Yes.
But she has a self-image that's entirely different. She thinks herself as gangly or something.
It's the story we have inside is often doesn't match outside at all. And I thought I was giving off signals all the time that I wanted people to approach me, but I was not telling anybody anything. So I started approaching people, and I started with baby steps. I'd go to the grocery store, I'd start laughing and joking with people. And I kind of built up that, oh, they didn't reject me. They didn't judge me because of my weight. Maybe it's a story. Maybe other people are more insecure than I thought. I started gradually challenging it. And it took a lot of effort. And there were times I came home and cried because it didn't work. But there are enough times that it worked that I started getting confidence. And my life is so different now than it was 2 years ago.
Now, this panel that you talked about that you're going to scoot off to in a moment at Catalyst Con is called Does This Panel Make Me Look Fat?
Yes.
Which it's good to have a sense of humor about these things. What does fat activism, body positivity have to do with being sex positive? What does it have to do with sex?
This issue is not just about people that are heavy. There are people that are size 2 that are so in their head that they're either not connecting with people, or when they do, they're laying there like, oh, am I holding my stomach in? Am I at the right angle? They're never present for sex. They're not enjoying what they're experiencing, or they're not connecting. So we have so much stigma on our bodies and so much judgment on our bodies that we're not sexual. And even if we're in bed with someone fucking, we're not really there. So getting people to accept their bodies can be whatever they are, just be where you are. And I'm not saying anyone should be a certain way. You shouldn't have to be a certain, I'm not saying people should be fat, but they should be where they are, where you are right now. Be that and get out there and connect with people.
Be where you are.
Yeah.
Really good advice. Tell me about some of the work you do. Some of the work you do coaching with your clients.
I lead workshops and I do a lot of Skype and phone sessions with people. A lot of the work that I initially started, I have an abuse background. And so I got really interested in how trauma, I'm a research scientist, so I found something that worked, the EFT, the emotional freedom techniques, made a huge difference for me. And I started digging into how trauma could be released with that. And I work with a lot of clients that have traumas. And unfortunately, weight issues often, either anorexia or compulsive eating, often go along with trauma as well.
So, as a coping mechanism.
As a coping mechanism. I know I kept the weight for a long time because I was really scared of people getting close to me. And, you know, that's, people can, when they clear out some of those old beliefs and traumas, they have freedom and choice rather than anybody can be whatever they want, but it should be out of choice and ability to make a choice rather than just I'm reacting to things that happened to me when I was 3. Mm-hmm. And I love helping people feel empowered and get out there, and because we all have beautiful gifts inside of us, and most of us are stuck inside the shells of our fears.
Okay, we're going to take a break and we're going to hear from some of our great sponsors, including the Smitten Kitten. The Smitten Kitten is a progressive sex toy store for everyone. You can visit them at their location in Minneapolis, Minnesota, or online at smittenkittenonline.com and use the coupon code Tristan for 20% off. We're going to talk more with Kathy and bring in a mutual friend, Reed Mahalko. More Sex Out Loud when we return.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Hello, Sex Out Loud listeners. This is Jennifer from the Smitten Kitten. Did you know that you can get 20% off your entire purchase at smittenkittenonline.com? All you have to do to get your discount is use the coupon code Tristan. That's T-R-I-S-T-A-N. That means you can get 20% off all Enjoy surgical steel toys, 20% off all Vixen Creation silicone toys, including Tristan's signature butt plugs, and you can also get all of Tristan's DVDs, the entire Vivid Ed series she did, and the Chemistry series for 20% off. Too. Sex Out Loud listeners can get 20% off of everything at smittenkittenonline.com. Smitten Kitten specializes in high-quality sex toys and supplies. We're well known for having an amazing selection of toys made of silicone and other body-safe materials. Shopping on our website is easy. You can chat online with a Smitten Kitten sex educator, or you can call us anytime at 888-751-0523. Everything is 20% off at smittenkittenonline.com when you use coupon code Tristan at the checkout.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. We are live from Catalyst Con in front of a live studio audience, and we're talking to Kathy Vertulli, and we have a question from our audience.
Hi, I'm Ashley Manta. I'm from Philadelphia. And Kathy, I was wondering, what would you say to survivors to help start to love their bodies?
Ashley, that's a great question. That's the biggest struggle they have, I think, especially if there was physical or sexual abuse where they've learned to hate their bodies or associate their bodies with pain. It takes a lot to get through that, but it's so worth it. So I encourage my clients to take gentle steps forward. When we try to do it all at once, we just get frustrated and we shut down. So even find one area of your body that you don't hate. It might be the back of your hand. It might be your eyes. And it can really help if you do it in front of a mirror. You just stroke the back of your hand while you're looking at yourself, or you look at your eyes, and you try to connect with one small part of yourself to teach your being that it's not bad to be connected to your body anymore. We learn lessons that it's just painful and it's full of shame and horror. And until we start connecting, we don't release that. So
now you've talked, Kathy, about emotional freedom technique and EFT. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit in a nutshell what that is.
EFT uses tapping points, acupuncture points, where you tap with your fingertips. And it's a somatic release. It helps the primitive part of our brain, the part of our survival brain that reacts all the time. It helps it recondition and release. And there's a lot of theories about how it works with the amygdala and hippocampus. But the thing is, when I first try it, it worked. It's not painful. It's not hard. You can just try it. And if it works for you, great.
Where do people find out about this?
I have an additional website, thrivingnow.com.
Thriving Now.
And if you go to /tapping, there's a free manual there you can download, and it even just shows you the points and what to do and some basic guidelines for tapping.
I've actually been hearing a lot about tapping lately in a lot of different contexts. Mm-hmm. I've been hearing about it in spiritual communities. I've been hearing about it in people who are facing major illnesses, mm-hmm. people who have severe mental illness. People who, for example, have borderline personality or bipolar. So it seems to me that there's more mainstream awareness of it. And it's something about sort of if the trauma is happening in the body, we have to address it mm-hmm. in the body.
Yes, it's a somatic. What happens for most things, anytime we feel like we can't survive, and to a two-year-old, that might be losing sight of your parents. It doesn't mean that to an adult, it would be life-threatening, which makes it really hard for people to release it because they're like shaming themselves for feeling traumatized about it. But when we're traumatized, we go into fight, flight, or freeze. And most children are taught not to run away. And they're very, you know, it's frowned upon if you kick your parents. So there's no fight or flight. You freeze. And when you freeze, we don't normally release it. Our society is not taught how to release traumas. Animals in the wild will shake and run and make noise. We teach children, be quiet, you know, don't cry, big boys don't cry. So we store it in our bodies and it builds up over time. And the tapping lets us access the moment it was stored and changes how our primitive brain, which is where the freeze is stored, it releases it so we can face the present now without all the stories from the past.
Yes. And in fact, this makes me think of a friend of mine who went through a really traumatic experience and she was having a really difficult time. And she is in therapy and her therapist said, it's really great that you're in so much pain, but which sounds, you know, counterintuitive, but what she meant was you're feeling the pain.
Yeah. You're not shut down.
You're feeling the pain and that's good.
Yes.
Because otherwise I'd be here 10 years from now talking about what happened 10 years ago, yes. trying to talk about it. But it also strikes me that you've taken something really like tender and painful about your own self and turn this into a positive, like turn this into your strength. Like you like sat down in the chair and you were like, hey, I'm fat.
Yes, I am fat.
Okay. But how did you do that?
It was a process. And I think people see the end result and they don't see the kernel of it in themselves. And we all have that inside of us. We all can grow into that. It's just gradually turning. Brendan Burchard, someone we follow, has an analogy that a plane flying is on autopilot. It's 99% of the time it's off trajectory. It's off target, but it's always slightly autocorrecting. We just get to autocorrect a little bit each day. Take a baby step. Do something different today than you've done for the last 10 years. and build on that each day. And it, you can make that difference.
Now, you also have one of the greatest Twitter handles ever, ever picked. You know, it's all about words. It's all about language, which is Intimacy Dojo.
Yes.
What is the Intimacy Dojo?
The Intimacy Dojo. Reed actually helped me come up with that name. I'm in Dallas, which is, there's not a huge amount of sex positivity there.
It's so funny that you said that because Jessica Drake is from Texas. Mm-hmm. She's been on the show. She talked about all these other people from Texas. Something's going on in Texas. Okay, so go on.
So I was not meeting the kind of people I wanted to hang out with. I couldn't find them. I couldn't find the meeting groups already existing. So as Reed often does, he kicked me in the butt. And next thing I knew, I had my own meetup group locally dealing with relationship issues. And a dojo is a place where you go and play and practice. So intimacy, it's a place for people to come and learn and practice relationship skills.
And so it's a support network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we have meetups and different events for people to just get together and meet other people that want to take their relationship skills to the next level.
And how has having a support network also kind of, okay, let's just take a break for a moment. Porn star Dylan Ryan just flashed us because, you know, we're live at Catalyst Con and people are coming in and out of sessions. We're on a break right now. We are in a room, our Catalyst Con studios, and we have this huge glass wall, which everyone walks by. You can hear the crowds in the background. And so, Miss Dylan Ryan, who I just talked about, weird that that just came around, came and flashed us. She flashed us her boobs.
And she was wearing a sex
She was wearing a sex geek t-shirt, which is Reed Mahalko's. Okay, so Reed Mahalko's here. Did you just hear that voice? Let me wrap up with Kathy, and then we'll talk to Reed, but you just chime in, Reed. Okay. So, Kathy, what does it mean, though, to have support for this kind of sort of self-work that you're doing?
It's really, really hard to do this ourselves. Our primitive brain, when we're alone, feels most afraid. So we need to have people around us to support us. And if there's no one locally, you can get online. The internet makes that so easy. But if you can find people that can help you and call you out if you're starting to slip into that those moments of self-blame and shame, someone to encourage you, that makes all the difference. Your brain actually learns better when it has support around you. We're kind of taught to white-knuckle it and do it ourselves, and that's not how humans in general work.
Right. We are not solitary beings.
No, we're tribal.
As much as we want to be or pretend to be. And you've credited Reed Mahalko, who's also here in our studio, sex and relationship expert Reed Mahalko, readaboutsex.com. Reed, if you've ever seen anyone wearing a shirt that says sex geek anywhere in the world, that's Reed. That's Reed Mahalko. But you guys...
Well, that's somebody wearing the shirt. It might not actually be
me. Oh, it might not be
me.
You. I'm sorry. But that
if
is a result.
If they're strikingly handsome, it could be me.
It could be you. Okay, right. But that's you. That's your shirt. That's your sex geek. And the two of you collaborate on a bunch of projects together. But how did you find Reed? You've said Reed kicks my ass. Reed has coached you. But how did you find him?
My business partner in Thriving Now got tired of hearing me complain about not dating. He'd seen some of Reed's articles and he really liked them and said, go get help. And so I called him.
So you just called him?
Yeah.
And Reed, how did it... This is an ongoing coaching and now partnership. You guys are working together. How did that come about?
Well, I mean, some of the people...
Sorry. Oh, I thought I needed that.
It's time for you to go do your talk.
Exactly. It's time for her to go do her talk. Okay, well, you know what? Maybe we should let her go do her talk.
Okay, go do your talk.
And then you can answer your question.
And I'll talk about
you
behind your back. So listen,
Kathy Vartuli, I'm going to plug all your stuff at the end of the show so people can find you. But I really appreciate you being on Sex Out Loud, spreading this message. You're going to go spread it to a room full of people at Catalyst Con.
Thank you so much for having me on. I'd love your show.
Thanks. So I should probably properly introduce you, and I will. Sex and relationship expert Reed Mahalko of readaboutsex.com helps adults create more self-esteem, self-confidence, and greater health in relationships and sex lives with an inspiring mix of humor and knowledge. Reed has appeared on Oprah's Our America with Lisa Ling, on OWN, the Emmy Award-winning talk show Montel, Dr. Phil's The Doctors on CBS, Misadvised on Bravo, Fox News in Newsweek, 17, GQ, The Washington Post, and in 13 countries and at least 7 languages. His workshops and lectures have been attended by close to 40,000 men and women. He was also a guest on Sex Out Loud last summer one of our really popular shows. And if you haven't listened to it, you can go back and listen to it in the archives. And I'm thrilled to welcome him back again. Again, live and in person, this time in front of a studio audience.
Woo! Woo!
At CatalystCon. So welcome, Reed.
Hi.
So I was starting out by saying, Kathy came to you as a client, and you coached her. And obviously with, what I can only say, having just met her, transformative results. I mean, she's kick-ass. How is it that then you went on to collaborate on some things?
So I do a lot of different coaching and mentoring of people. And so when Kathy came to me and we started working together, it became obvious to me that she was more of a peer because she was already doing a lot of work in the tapping community, Thriving Now, a lot of coaching, you know, and as we worked on her dating and worked on her history stuff with her family and her abuse history, I was just like, oh my goodness, like you're a genius. Because she also, like, this is what she does in her, like, as part-time.
This is her side thing. She's a crazy engineer, scientist, PhD.
She's a PhD engineer with like 18 patents, you know, like, and who's renowned in her field. And I'm just like, we need you. I mean, that was what you just heard was like her first Sex Geek interview. That was her first interview with you. Like this one, like she's that articulate. She gets all in her head and insecure, but like, so do I.
So do we all.
But she's such a great example of what I think the sex positive community and just the culture at large needs to be hearing, which is her, you know, her message and her voice and her passion obviously comes through loud and clear. You know, and I can sit up here and talk about body image and other things, but it's not the same as when, you know, and I grew up in an alcoholic family and that's, you know, has its own abuses and stuff. So I just saw Kathy as being like this great role model for a lot of people. And then, you know, in the coaching and working with her, she's just such a giver. She was like, I want to help you get your message out because she was inspired by my message. And, you know, sometimes when you're coaching people and we talked about this in my panel, or not panel, but workshop this morning. You know, like I think when you're helping people find their sexual empowerment and reclaim their sexual agency, like you can't price that. Like that's priceless when you can do that kind of work.
Right.
And so, you know, Kathy was having these weird reactions to like, you're giving me so much and I can't pay you enough. And she's like, I want to help you with your business stuff. And, you know, she runs a lab. And so I was like, okay, well, you can help me with this and that. And right. Then I started seeing her more as like, oh my goodness, like she might actually be really a peer.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, we did less coaching and more just mentoring. And then she and I started going to business classes together, and geeking out on online marketing and stuff. And then she just kept helping me as a way of paying me back, even though, she, you know, we were cool as far as I was concerned.
Right.
And then we started creating products together. So they brought me into thrivingnow.com to talk about sex because they were doing a lot of
relationship
stuff, but they weren't the sex people. So mm-hmm. they brought me in, you know, to work with their list, and we started creating products, and it was just really good synergy. And so now, you know, these years later, you know, we're both geeking out on the business of sex education. And reaching more people and just helping each other, you know, get our messages out there.
Okay, we're going to take a break. Speaking of helping, Astroglide lube can help make sex better. It can certainly make it more comfortable and, well, more sustainable. You can find out all about Astroglide and even get a free sample at astroglide.com. Stay with us. More with Reed Mahalko, talking sex, the sex geek himself, on Sex Out Loud when we return.
Streaming live, the leader in internet talk radio, VoiceAmerica.com.
Looking to add something fun and different to your sexual experiences? Then try Astroglide X Premium Silicone Personal Lubricant. Astroglide X contains a unique blend of high-quality silicones that provide a silky smooth experience unlike any other. Astroglide X is also waterproof and perfect for water play. Not only does Astroglide X last longer than all water-based products and is hypoallergenic and latex safe, it's even great for massage. For more information and a free sample, visit astroglide.com.
This is Jennifer Pritchett from The Smitten Kitten. We're huge Tristan Taramino fans just like you, and we're so proud to be the presenting sponsor for Sex Out Loud. If you're not already familiar with Smitten Kitten, here's the deal. We're an education-based sex toys and supplies retailer. We sell high-quality, non-toxic, and artist-made sex toys, organic lubes, and all kinds of kinky stuff, including hard-to-find vegan options. We cater to an incredibly diverse clientele and specialize in helping you find new sexual interests, expand your sexual skill sets, and even troubleshoot sexual issues with you. We are here to help you feel confident and sexy. We spend a ton of time and energy curating our selection of products to make sure we have the best selection, be it silicone dildos, pegging and strap-on equipment, vibrators, or ethically made porn. Our mission is to make sex-positive culture accessible to everyone. Don't miss our free streaming explicit educational videos, many of which were directed by Tristan herself, on our website, smittenkittenonline.com. Get inspired by Tristan's amazing show, Sex Out Loud, and then visit us online at our Minneapolis location.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning expert guide sex education series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. We are recording today in front of a live studio audience at Catalyst Con in Washington, D.C. The next Catalyst Con is in September of 2013. Go to catalystcon.com to find out more about it. We're talking today with sex and relationship geek, expert, coach, mentor, workshop leader, Reid Mahalko. Reid, we've talked a lot about your work. You've been on the show before, but you have this brand new thing, which I know a little bit about, but not even, I need to know more.
Okay.
It's called Relationship 10X.
Yep.
What is it?
So I'll dovetail what we just came back from the break from, in all the geeking out on business models and how to apply them to the sex ed world. Basically what Relationship 10X is a website where you can sign up and get a bunch of free relationship videos. The idea is that we can transform our relationships tenfold in as little as 10 minutes a day. And so from a business perspective, it's a bunch of free videos for people to get to know me, to get a bunch of really good information. And then there's an invitation at the end for them to sign up for a 6-week program if they want to go deeper and kind of be led step by step through things.
So these are kind of like exercise videos. No.
Am I the Jane Fonda of sex education? Is that what you're saying?
Very well, maybe. But I mean that. I want to be serious about that because they're about exercising your relationship skills.
Yeah.
And about sort of taking time out of your day like we would to exercise or to pray or to take time out of your day and really work on your relationship.
Yeah, and one of the problems with a lot of relationship courses and whatnot, I mean, one of the big problems is you can't find them online. Mm-hmm. Like you have to go to take a workshop.
Right.
Okay. So, you know, somebody who's in Kansas where I have never taught yet can't access my stuff.
Right.
And the reason I designed the course and geeked out from an adult learning perspective on is people are so inundated with emails and videos and like life is already challenging to add another thing on our plate. And sex and relationships tends to be that thing that people put off.
Right. That they're concentrating on job, career, health, family, and the sex gets like, oh, well, if you're having good sex, like that's great for you, but they don't necessarily prioritize it.
Sure. So I designed a program where with basically the videos are 10 minutes long and most people can commit to 10 minutes a day. Like maybe you do it over breakfast or at lunch. And so I designed a 6-week program that has videos, 10-minute videos. Then there's audio And then there's transcripts and workbooks. And part of what I'm teaching people in with their relationships is like, listen, you read a really awesome book, like one of your books, and you're like, oh my God, like my partner has to read this book. And you get angry because your partner doesn't read it. And you think your partner doesn't care about you. And what's probably going on is not that they don't care, but their learning style is different than yours. Mm. You love learning by taking words and putting them into your eyeballs. And maybe your partner learns better from video or from listening to, you know, audio in the car on the way to work. And so what I did was I took all this information about, you know, relationship stuff that I wish I had known growing up or that I wish my mom and dad had known, watching them, you know, see their marriage get all wonky from not being able to communicate mm-hmm. their wants, needs, and desires and work through their upsets. So what I did was I created a six-week program that has that leverages all these different adult learning styles so that you can take the course. And if you have a partner, you can do it single if you want. But if you have partners, they can take the course too, but find the stuff that they naturally gravitate towards to learn. Mm. And so as far as I know, there aren't a lot of relationship courses out there that are designed like that. And that's just me being a geek, but also realizing that, you know, I get excited about this thing and then my partner doesn't want to partake in it. It's not that they don't love me. It's that it's probably not in their learning style.
Right. I hear that from a lot of people. I read this book. I so wish my partner would read this book. And sometimes I'm like, it's not about the book. Yeah. Sometimes it is. Sometimes we're avoiding the subject altogether.
Sure.
I don't want to deal. But sometimes it's like, I just can't sit down and read this book.
Yeah. But like you cut your audiobook for opening mm-hmm. opening up, right?
Yeah, and it's on sale. Yeah. Well,
and where would it be on sale?
At this very moment. Well, anyway, they can get my audiobook at audiobook retailers, including Amazon.com.
Perfect. So, but that's really interesting. Like I read your book and I freak out and oh my God, this is the best thing ever. My partner learns, you know, through their ears. I need to get them the audiobook and then it'll be easier for them to say yes to that information and also they'll learn it better. Mm-hmm. So one of the videos in the course, I'm talking to couples, just people in general, like figure out what your people in your community and your family, like how do they learn and give them learning information in the style that they naturally learn in. Mm-hmm. You can look for those clues. You know, if your partner, you know, loves driving, you know, to work or whatever and is listening to audiobooks all the time.
Or podcasts.
Yeah.
Or,
yeah. Guess what? They like words in their ears.
They like audio.
You know, if your partner's like loves workshops and can't get enough workshops, they're an experiential kinesthetic learner.
In person.
Yeah. And that's really useful for you to know if you're having relationship issues because you guys can start mapping out how you guys are going to tackle things mm-hmm. and learn together. And then you're just doing different learning styles, but you're working together as a team.
Right. Which is very important.
Yeah.
To be kind of both on the same side and the mm-hmm. side of the relationship. It feels like we're in a point now where our relationships really are not working. I mean, I've said this for years. I said it in my book, Opening Up, but it feels like it's coming to a critical mass almost. Mm-hmm. Like we're at a crisis point around monogamy, marriage, commitment. Do you see that? Where do you think we are?
Okay. So I almost cut you off because I have so much to say. There's two main things I think are going on, right? And again, like this is an overarching kind of reductive statement. The two things that are going on, a lot of people are in relationships with good people who are horrible fits for them. And it used to be like, you know, our great grandparents' generation, if you married somebody who was just a good person, they didn't beat you, they didn't, you know, drink away the family fortune, you know, like you were lucky. And if you actually fell and stayed in love your whole lives together, oh my goodness, like you like bonus points. Mm-hmm. And that points to the second problem is we're still using duration as the metric for success in relationships. And what I think is it needs to be changed. It's not duration anymore. You can applaud if the audience member is mimicking applauding. But if we're using duration rather than depth, you know, and as sex educators, that always sounds like a little pervy. You know,
it's how long you're doing it, not how. No, wait, no.
No, but right. It's like so. I, as a relationship coach, I'm not interested in how long you guys stay together. I'm interested in how transparent, how honest, how connected you are. it just so happens to be that the more connected and transparent and honest you are, if you guys are good fits for each other, you might choose to stay together longer. But most people, certainly my mom and dad, stayed together and went through hell as a means of trying to show how much they cared, which is how we're acculturated. Yes, yes. That's how we're raised.
Yes, right.
So we're running these scripts on duration rather than trying to figure out how, you know, have all the conversations and all the scary stuff that you think is going to end the relationship. Because then you're, and we've said this before on your show, like then you're actually having a relationship. You guys choose to stay together. Awesome. But if you guys get really clear, like, wow, we need to transition this relationship, that's not a failure. Mm-hmm. Waiting for the train wreck where you're both so resentful to each other that it has to implode, that's, to me, that's the failure. You know, most people are waiting for the catastrophic event in their relationship so that they can leave with some face. And I'm like, you know.
Which is strange, but it's absolutely part of our psychology that we have to look like we gave it the best try possible, but then the house did burn down and it was over.
And then you have all this emotional scar tissue, right. And you need to start doing tapping or something to try to recover. Like, you don't need to be creating the trauma as a sign of proof that you tried your best.
Right.
And in my opinion.
And it's fascinating too, because if we go back generations, a duration of a relationship also does not translate because people didn't live as long as mm-hmm. they live now. Yeah. So being with someone for a really long time was a shorter period of time.
And I'm not saying it's bad if you want to have, you know, a partner and live out the rest of your days together. Mm-hmm. But understand, part of that is a lot of cultural programming, right. Saying that that's how you, you know, that's how you win. And I really think we're shifting, and I've already shifted into an age where it's really transparency is the new currency. This is why, you know, like monogamy is kind of up for grabs and redesign, mm-hmm. right? So fidelity now is actually about honesty. It's not about what, you know, everyone else thinks fidelity is about. It's not about monogamy. It's about truth.
But let's talk about transparency, because we live in a culture of media bombardment, mm-hmm. and that media is still giving us the most bullshit, glossed over, photoshopped messages and images that we have. I mean, who are going to be our role models for transparency? Certainly not any public figure I know.
Well, I think it's slowly changing, you know. But if you're looking to the media for cutting edge advice on culture,
But this is where the majority of the masses get their information.
Absolutely. And like Carol Queen said, like media literacy is actually what we need to be teaching people to understand, oh, okay, I'm getting a lot of programming here. Mm-hmm. You know, what actually counts. I think it will eventually shift.
Every time I see a sex scene in some form of mainstream media where the couple starts and 2 minutes later, she's having a wild fucking orgasm without any clitoral stimulation whatsoever. Mm-hmm. And then they build to some sort of simultaneous orgasm and then they fall to the sheets. I like want to pull my hair out.
But that's, I mean, okay. So let's just say there's media that's it trying to inform mm-hmm. and then there's entertainment.
Right.
Like the scene you just described is entertainment.
But it's the only scenes we see of sex.
I know. And most people don't have great lighting in their bedrooms either. Like, so when you can look at it and be like, oh, okay, this is like the romance of it, the fantasy of it is great, you know, but yes, they're, we need to educate that the 2 minute simultaneous climax that is like that Sasquatch, you know, we have to track it and find it. And maybe it still doesn't exist. Like most orgasms, you know, most people need a little bit of time to warm up, for all their erectile tissue to come online, for them to really find their groove, for them to shift out of their parasympathetic nervous system, you know, out of fight or flight into their parasympathetic nervous system. Like, that takes time. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're one of those people who can just like, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and it works for you.
Great.
That's how your body works. But most people, statistically speaking, that's not how their body works. And, you know, it's a 30-minute show, which means it's 22 minutes after commercials. I need to make that love scene mean something in 2 minutes. So there's that problem too.
Right. I mean, okay. Well, we have more to talk about, but we've got to take a break.
Okay.
And hear from our sponsors, including WeVibe. the world's best-selling couples vibrator. That's something that really can give you an orgasm, people. A vibrator. Go to we-vibe.com to find out more about it. And we will continue to talk with Reid Mahalko when we return.
The Internet's number one talk station. Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Turn off the TV and pick up the remote control that is sure to please. Worn while making love, the WeVibe 3 features whisper quiet motors that will keep you anything but quiet. We can't help it if the rechargeable battery lasts longer than you do. Learn more about the world's number one vibrator for couples at WeVibe.com. WeVibe. Share the pleasure.
Hello, Sex Out Loud listeners. This is Jennifer from the Smitten Kitten. Did you know that you can get 20% off your entire purchase at smittenkittenonline.com? All you have to do to get your discount is use the coupon code Tristan. That's T-R-I-S-T-A-N. That means you can get 20% off all Enjoy surgical steel toys, 20% off all Vixen Creation silicone toys, including Tristan's signature butt plugs, and you can also get all of Tristan's DVDs, the entire Vivid Ed series she did, and the Chemistry series for 20% off. Too. Sex Out Loud listeners can get 20% off of everything at smittenkittenonline.com. Smitten Kitten specializes in high-quality sex toys and supplies. We're well-known for having an amazing selection of toys made of silicone and other body-safe materials. Shopping on our website is easy. You can chat online with a Smitten Kitten sex educator, or you can call us anytime at 888-751-0523. Everything is 20% off at smittenkittenonline.com when you use coupon code Tristan at the checkout.
Ready to take your sex life to the next level? Let Tristan Taramino's award-winning Expert Guide Sex Education Series help. Each DVD is packed with honest information, explicit techniques, scorching sex scenes, authentic chemistry, and real female orgasms. Go to puckerup.com and use coupon code SEXOUTLOUD for 25% off your order.
You're tuned in to Sex Out Loud with your host, Tristan Taramino. We want to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, please send an email to Tristan at puckerup.com. That's Tristan at puckerup.com. Now back to the show.
Welcome back to Sex Out Loud. We are recording live in front of a studio audience here at Catalyst Con in Washington, D.C. They just clapped for you silently. We've been talking to Reid Mahalko, who is a sex and relationship expert and a self-proclaimed sex geek. And before the break, we were getting into media representation and some of the cultural shifts that are happening now. So you told me not to look at mainstream media for any cutting edge anything, but I want to hear more about these theories about transparency in relationships.
Yeah. So this, and again, like these are just my goofy theories, but I think what's happening now is it used to be that people wanted leadership, and what that meant was just get me where I need to go. I don't want to know the details. And so leaders could, you know, lie and do what they needed to get the job done. And for the most part, people were grateful, I think. Things have changed now. I don't know exactly why, and maybe there's somebody smarter than me out there that can actually point to it, but basically, when it comes to relationships and leadership now, I think what a lot of people want is they want to know that you're not lying to us. And this is where with the Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky thing, I think that's where, for me, I was like, oh, that's why everybody's so pissed off. If he had just said, hey, you know
I
what?
I did it.
This is between my wife, Monica, and I. And the only reason I'm telling you is because I'm your president. And I don't want you guys to ever think I lied to you. If he had said that, we would have saved millions of dollars. But I think it would have represented what we really needed, not Bill Clinton role modeling what every other person is trying to do, which is you try to get away with it until you absolutely cannot anymore.
Right. And do you think, let's talk about Bill Clinton. I mean, do you think, as has been speculated, that they had an agreement of non-monogamy?
I mean, I don't know. It's not any of my business. I mean, I think Hillary, and again, all my opinion, I think Hillary's smart enough to know what her husband's up to. So she's not a moron. And I think in those ways, you know, maybe there wasn't an explicit verbal agreement, but, you know, people were, I mean, they, you just can't know that kind of stuff.
I mean, we can't know, and we don't know. But I do wonder if we're ever going to be in a moment when someone will be, quote unquote, caught cheating, and they'll have the press conference. And in the press conference, they'll say, with their wife standing beside them, we have an agreement.
Well, we've got a couple of examples about that, that, you know, the media kind of either stays away from. There's a great HBO special about the producer who did all the Ocean's 11, 12, 13s. He and his wife, he had a triad for years. Everybody knew it. And there's interviews about, you know, with George Clooney being like, I don't know how they do it, but they all look happy. And it's a great, it's a polyamory documentary without it being a polyamory documentary. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got Warren Buffett and his arrangement. I think there were a lot of arrangements, but because this is what's interesting in the media, right? The media is coming after you either because you solve a problem or you're controversial. Warren Buffett being out about an open relationship is only controversial in that he has an open relationship and it's all on above board. So there's no controversy here. Like that stuff doesn't get...
There's no story.
Yeah, there's no story because there's no...
Intrigue.
Yeah, there's no betrayal, lying. Yes. There's no betrayal. So, and this is, you know, for me, the transparency piece, you know, for me as a queer polyamorous slut, you know, out doing my thing, how do I make people feel safe when I'm teaching people who aren't queer, who aren't polyamorous, who aren't necessarily slutty? And the only thing I have to lead with really is I'm never going to lie to you. And here's my advice based on somebody who has a lot of relationships, sleeps with a lot of people, and no one's angry at me. So if I have nobody angry at me and I'm sleeping with a lot of people, I might be able to help you and your one partner be less angry at mm-hmm. you. And here's my advice. And most of it is stop hiding stuff. It's what you're not saying that's destroying your relationship. You walking on eggshells trying not to have the conversation that you think will end the relationship is what's ending your relationship. Those eggshells will be crushed by you not coming forward. And so again, like the transparency shift, I think we're just kind of fed up with people lying to us. And now with the internet and the way the world is, lies are harder to keep.
Oh, yes.
So you're working harder to keep the truth from me. That pisses me off. You know, like I think that's kind of where our disenfranchisement has come. And the other thing is we don't have any healthy role models for promiscuity in this culture. Mm-hmm. You know, we had like Warren Beatty and a couple of other people, but even he was kind of ducking in and out of, you know, dark corners and stuff like that.
Yeah. And I think he was seen as a player. And in some ways, I think the narrative around him is like that Annette Bening tamed him in some way, which may be total mm-hmm. bullshit. He may still have other sexual partners. We just don't know. But yeah.
So like, where are our healthy role models for promiscuity?
No, I talk about this in one of my talks at colleges. We don't even have language to describe. In fact, when you said promiscuous and promiscuity, that has negative connotations. Yeah. That is not a positive or a neutral term. We don't have words for a woman with a robust, healthy sex life. We don't have words for a guy who is engaging in ethical non-monogamy. Yeah. All his partners are totally cool with it. Everyone's down with the program.
And I think part of that is just because, you know, the roles and the relationship modules that we had passed down, you know, to us, for better or for worse, right? The languaging just reinforces and reflects those times. Mm-hmm. So, you know, as we move forward, I would love for there to be some languaging around that.
I mean, certainly we need to reclaim slut, and I'm in favor of reclaiming slut, and you self-identified yeah. yourself as slutty, but also a brand new word that didn't have baggage would be great too.
I smell a contest.
Oh.
A challenge for your listeners, perhaps?
Maybe.
Mm, you know, Dan Savage did come up with pegging.
He did, and by the way, it's now in the lexicon, so this stuff is important.
So what will your listeners come up with?
I don't know. Listeners, Reed is challenging you. And so maybe we need to think about a word or, and it doesn't have to be gendered. It could just be a word for someone with a, what I call a robust sex life, which certainly you would fall into that category.
Yeah, and I would say robust and ethical.
Yes, robust and responsible.
Yeah, responsible.
Discerning. Responsible. Maybe discerning as well.
Discerning. Well, discernment. Let's have a conversation about that because, discernment. I do not know that people look at me and the word that pops out of their mouth is just like, how good discernment?
Discerning lover. Well, Reed, we're out of time.
No.
I don't know how that happened.
Bring me back.
Yes. Well, okay. You have the distinction, F to the Y to the I, of being the only person who's been on the show twice in 1 year.
Really?
Yes. You're Reed Mahalko. Okay, first, I want to remind everyone about my first guest, which is Kathy Vertulli, a sex-positive emotional freedom and relationship coach who helps people transform their traumas into their greatest strengths using love, laughter, and inner guidance. She can be found at theintimacydojo.com, on Twitter at The Intimacy Dojo, and on our YouTube channel, The Intimacy Dojo. And then you, Reed. Mm-hmm. Let's give a shout out to you and all your projects. Reed Mahalko, main website is readaboutsex.com, and he helps adults create more self-esteem, self-confidence, and greater health and relationships. He's on Facebook. He's on Twitter, Read About Sex, at Read About Sex. And his latest project, relationship10x.com, can give you some really incredible relationship skills, like I said, and you can yourself become a sex and relationship geek with the help of Reed. He teaches workshops, he gives talks, he coaches, he has a lot to offer. So check out his website and all that's available to you. And of course, as usual, all these links and more can be found at sexoutloudradio.com. Click on the link for episode resources. I want to thank everyone who makes this show possible. Executive producer Karen Dana, associate producer Raymond Johnson, segment producer and editor, guy on the board today, Colton, announcer Cooper Beckett from Life on the Swing Set, Matt, my engineer, and everyone at Voice America. Tune in next Friday at 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern for a brand new episode of Sex Out Loud. And until then, I encourage you to keep the discussion going on facebook.com/AskTristan, on Twitter at Sex Out Loud Radio, and in your own life. Take some time, like Reed says, to have the conversations you're not having. Take some time to talk about sex out loud.
That's a wrap on today's show. Go to voiceamerica.com to listen to this and other episodes on demand or as podcasts. And make sure you come back next Friday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 Pacific, for Sex Out Loud with Tristan Taramino on Voice America Variety. Sex Out Loud is brought to you by The Smitten Kitten, non-toxic quality sex toys and supplies. Visit smittenkittenonline.com.